Nathan Sexton's life changed in an instant. At first, he had everything going for him, a wonderful wife, a newborn son, and a dream job at a successful startup. When his life changed, he had to learn how to just run with it. WTC's Jackie Helbert brings us Nathan's story, which we're calling The Finish Line.
So I'm currently running.
I actually decided to do it super last minute. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I was leaving here and my house, and Elizabeth was kind of asleep, and I was telling her, hey, I'm going to run in this race.
I was like half asleep, so I just kind of waved it off and didn't think much about it. Okay, whatever. And I was worried about him, but then I figured, well, if something happens to him, at least he's with, I mean, I'm not going to be there, but at least a ton of other people will be, in medics. And I was just like, okay, well.
I was like, it's ridiculous, like, for me to just be, like, sitting here on a day where everybody's running a race. So I initially was trying to get in it just to run it easy, just have it be like a training run. The competitive juices kind of started flowing, and I ended up running a little bit harder than I should have.
Who's your best friend then?
Daddy is my best friend. Daddy is
a... Aw, Daddy.
Jack. You may hear yourself in the background screaming, I'm not sure, but I just wanted to start off by saying, I love you, deeply. And, I went to a counselor and, you know, he said that the hardest things to talk about, are the things that you love the most, and you are the hardest thing that I had to talk about. Just because I wanted to see you grow up, and I feel like I'm missing out.
Yes. Race.
He's always wanting to run and
very active.
Yeah, very active. Loves anything with wheels, or makes anything into into a car or truck or that kind of thing.
We found out that there was regrowth in the tumor. So we decided to stop chemo and go down the path of clinical trials. We landed on one at UAB, and the doctors are all incredible.
I'm here at UAB, about to start my infusion. And what it is an infusion of a drug called nivolumab. It's essentially FDA approved for some types of cancer, but not brain cancer. So that's why they're studying this drug and if it does have an effect or not.
When something like this happens, it just switches everything. And you really start to live for today, without thinking about tomorrow. Like I was always thinking about, okay, what's my next meeting? Not that you don't need a little sense of that, because you do. I can enjoy just life more. Being in a startup, I'd put it all on work. I'd always come home late. I would miss dinners and stuff like that.
I grew up in a Christian home, and obviously considered myself a man of God. And it really took this brain tumor to show me what it really meant to lean on God and just love others. And God has been there throughout this whole journey with me.
I was finally starting to make pretty good money doing what I was doing in the financial industry, but I was just unhappy doing it. Kind of met the guys that started Bellhops, and they were still at the infancy of the company, and I would take a massive pay cut to join the startup. And so me and Elizabeth talked about it and made the decision that it was what I wanted to do. And I really wanted to have a hand in building company. I remember just standing up the first day in the new office space, and I was going to take my team out for a celebratory lunch. I just remember spinning and collapsing. I woke up a day later. I was intubated with a tube down my throat.
But I think I was just in shock. I just remember kind of my hearing just kind of went away, you know, for a second, like a vacuum. The ER doctor was actually a guy that I had grown up with. It's really strange. He was the one that told me about Nathan's mass on his brain after he had a CAT scan.
He said, well, you have a mass in your brain. Like, this can't be happening. I don't even know, like, what this means. And I really didn't understand the gravity of the situation until one by one, friends and family walked in during the visiting hours.
When they showed us the scan of how big his tumor was. So it was like, I think, the size of a baseball. The surgery went as well as it could. Dr. Thompson kind of prepared us because the tumor's on his left side of his brain. So his right side of his body was, he said, should be a little bit paralyzed for a couple of weeks and might take a little while to gain his strength back. And because it's on his language part of his brain, that he probably would have some trouble speaking for a little while. And so his mom and I went in right after his surgery, and we were like, oh, he looks, yeah, okay, he looks good. Kind of didn't know what to expect after, like, what he would look like after a brain surgery. And so we were kind of talking amongst ourselves, and Nathan goes, can you please be quiet? And we're like, oh my gosh, he's talking. That's amazing. And so we were so excited. And then he was in the hospital less time than I was when I had Jack, which I felt like a big wimp. He just had brain surgery.
Just trying to clear my mind and let my legs recover from 50K that I ran, and legs are feeling pretty good.
It was honestly a big process. Like, I remember just when I was recovering, just walking around my dad's quarter mile loop in his neighborhood, and I was just winded.
And just have a nice little recovery run.
And I'd always been like an active person. I was a sprinter in high school, but I'd never run like more than 7 miles cumulative in my life. Right now, I'm trying to work my mileage up to around 60 to 75 miles a week. I'm fit enough, but I think my chassis is kind of breaking down.
It's just surprising to me that anybody can run that far and just run for 9 hours straight. I mean, I'm not necessarily surprised that he can do it, you know, because he's very goal-oriented. And once he puts his mind to something, I mean, there's no discussion. You know, he's just kind of, he's going to do it. I'm just impressed, you know, just proud.
I am getting ready to go run. Putting on my festive turkey socks. We're up here on Signal Mountain. It's a little bit cool outside.
For him just to go out 5 o'clock in the morning and just go run this course that he's never run before and get fourth, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It's so cliche, but you think about the person dying in the end of their life. They don't think about how many hours they worked or how much stuff they have. They think about the important things.
1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2.
I just want to let you know in this first episode how much I love you and care about you. And there's nothing in the world that I'd love to see more than watching you grow up and become the man of God that I've become. Through all of this,
it's like family and their faith, all of these things that are the most important come to light. It's really true, and I've gotten to see a glimpse of that at a young age.
Legs are feeling pretty good. Calves are a little tight, but that's why I'm trying to work those out.
I have glioblastoma, which is a very aggressive form of brain cancer. with an average prognosis of about 15 months. So I think I'm at the 20-month period, so I've already exceeded expectations. Past couple scans have all been good, so at least keeping the tumor stable, if not shrinking it a little bit.
You know, I don't know how much longer God has for me on this life. I mean, but I'm going to make the most of it. It's such a finite period of time.
So, I guess that's it.
That story was The Finish Line, produced by WUTC's Jackie Helbert. Over the last year, Nathan has run 1,286 miles, the equivalent of climbing up and down Mount Everest almost five times. A couple of weeks ago, he ran in the North Face 50 in San Francisco. It was a dream come true for him to compete with elite athletes on a stunning trail. He wrote on his blog that he wishes he had some storybook ending to his first year of running. If it went his way, he would have come back with a finisher's medal and stories to tell about the ups and downs of his first 50-miler. But Nathan had to drop out of the race after having two seizures. As disappointed as he is, Nathan always looks for a silver lining, saying that he truly thinks things happen for a reason. Nathan is still undergoing experimental treatments for his tumor and says it's currently not growing. He lives every day to the fullest. To support the Sexton family on their journey and to receive updates on Nathan's progress, go to fightlikenate.com.